Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family, finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. And now, here's Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary Donlin in for Maria Bailey, and it's always a pleasure to be behind the mic and bringing you a terrific show with great content. Today is no exception, and I'll get to our guests in just a minute. First, I want to quickly mention Pre-Mama, who is our sponsor of today's show. And as you know, on Mom Talk Radio, we love our Pre-Mama. At drinkpremama.com, you'll find out all the information about this drinkable prenatal vitamin. It's a powder mix that you put in a smoothie, your favorite drink. Even there's a formula that's citrus flavored, so you can add it to water. And you drink your prenatal vitamins, so you don't have to struggle with the awful horse pills. And Pre-Mama is doctor recommended with all the vitamins and nutrients you and your baby need. They also now have a fertility and a lactation formula. So from any stage of your pregnancy, you have complete maternity wellness with Pre-Mama products. You can find them online at CVS, Target, Amazon, and specialty stores, as well as offline. And I heard a rumor Pre-Mama is going to be on the shelves of a big box vitamin store. So we'll keep you posted on Mom Talk Radio. So again, go to drinkpremama.com and also look on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. There's some really cool stuff going on social. And now for our topic from last week on the Mom Talk Radio show from the science desk, we talked about where leap day came from and why there's a leap year every 4 years. So today from the Mom Talk Radio research and history desk, March is National Women's History Month. So what better place to talk about women's history than on Mom Talk Radio? So Women's History Month is an opportunity to celebrate women who have blazed the trail before us and for those who are working right now to blaze the trail going forward for ourselves and our daughters. And the history of Women's History Month is actually goes back to 1909 on February 28th. The original Women's Day was celebrated, and then jump forward a few decades, and Jimmy Carter in 1980 proclaimed March 2nd through the 6th as Women's History Week. And then Reagan picked up that theme and expanded it to Women's History Month. So every year, the Women's History Project and womenshistory.gov give you all kinds of information. Womenshistorymonth.gov, that's right. They give you all kinds of information on how to celebrate it in classrooms and at home, and talk about all the great women who are, again, making history. And this year's theme is working to form a more perfect union. It's honoring women in public service and government. And what more appropriate than an election year to talk about a woman who's running for president, Hillary Clinton. Last week was actually primary week, so we'll see if she keeps going. But Sandra Day O'Connor was the first woman to serve as a U.S. Supreme Court justice. And in 1969, Shirley Chisholm was the first African-American woman to serve in Congress for New York's 12th District. And then going back into the 1800s, Clara Barton, she was a Civil War nurse who then went on to start the well-known American Red Cross. So this is just a few women in public service and government who have made history. And of course, we'll see what Hillary does, because she may be making more history in the next year. So when we come back, we are joined by a great cast of guests. We have the author of the Cupcake Jones series of books. And then we'll talk to Tatanisha Worthy. And she actually blogs at a Worthy Read. And that's the Spotlight on Moms. We'll be talking to Mosquito Dundee, who is a native of New Zealand and now lives in Florida. And his subject matter is, of course, mosquitoes. So Mosquito Dundee will join us. And then we're going to go back to a favorite topic of mine. And if you're a foodie, you'll want to listen in. It's the food portion of Mom Talk Radio. We'll be talking to the communications team member for Tandoor Chef. And then ending the show, we'll talk to the Nest Fresh marketing manager. So we have a nice mix of topics today. We're talking to some authors, we're talking to some real life moms, and then we're going to end it with food, just in time if you're going to eat lunch or dinner. So stay with us. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back with the author of the Cupcake Jones series.
secret. Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. And our first guest is the author of a very popular book series called the Cupcake Jones series of books. Leah Fields has three daughters and a son, so she's also a busy mom. So tell us a little bit about this. My daughter has read a book, the Princess Cupcake series. So it's Princess Cupcake Jones. Your daughter was the inspiration. How did you get started with the series?
So when she was around maybe two, we would go looking for books, but there was never a character that had any type of resemblance to her or one that she could actually relate to. So I decided after a few years to, you know, kind of create my own character, and that's how I came up with Princess Cupcake Jones.
And how long ago was that?
Okay, so that was when she was two. She's getting ready, Lord, to be 12. So we're talking 10 years ago. Is when
awesome.
The idea first came to my mind. But obviously, it took a while to actually come to fruition. So I would say it's been the last 4 years. So maybe when she was around eight that I actually was able to make the first book.
Right. That's what my question was, because I know it's not a matter of I got an idea and then, you know, a few months later, even you have a book. You really have to, the process of writing, creating, illustrating the book is a long
right.
one.
Right. You go through a lot of changes, because in the beginning it was, I just want to make a book that my daughters will be proud of. So that didn't really necessarily have to have everything that the book has in it now. But after I started, you know, the process, I decided, why just my daughter? Why not other people's children? And that's what I did. So the more I wanted to share this with other families, the more detail and the more work the actual book became. So it took at least a year to create the final project, which is what you see in Princess Cupcake Jones and the Missing Tutu.
Right. It's adorable. And actually, of course, then in today's day and age, you don't just write a book and publish it. You have to have a website and you have to have your, you know, your e-commerce site. And
exactly.
It is beautiful. The website is princesscupcakejones.com. And I'm on it right now. It is so
yes.
cute. What very well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you have
the inspiration behind that was just making sure that it kind of was cohesive with the book. So if you read the book and you wanted to go on and kind of keep that experience going, you could go onto the website, and then we'd have the merchandise, but we'd also have the free stuff, like the coloring pages, the downloadable games, which as a parent, I felt like that was really important. Everything costs nowadays, so it was nice to be able to at least put something free for the kids to continue their love for Cupcake even after they had finished reading the book.
That's awesome. And yes, I see that there's a print and play link so you can print out the free
yeah.
printables and things like that. That's wonderful. So tell us what's coming up in the series. Is there a new series or are you going to continue with this one?
No, I'm actually going to continue with her. I have a total of five books that I've written. So the next book that's coming out is named Princess Cupcake Jones and the Dance Recital. That will be out in the next couple of months. Actually, I'm nearing the end of that process. And then
book
after that, which won't be out for another year or so, probably another year, is Cupcake Jones Saddles Up. So we have two more for sure. I am writing a third one. It's about a third of the way done. Currently, I'm pregnant with twins, so it's not
what?
Like it used to be around here.
Whoa, wait a minute.
It's already plus two more. It's a lot going on in my private and personal life.
Well, congratulations. I'm a twin, so congratulations. Wow.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's
thank
like more exciting for you. My mother, I had to let you talk to my mother to ask her how it was when we were first born.
No, I
wow,
never
congratulations.
Said anything negative about having twins. People are very excited for me, and they always have great twin stories to share. So I'm sure your mom would have the same thing to say.
Oh, she
about
would.
You.
And I kid, but she would. I mean, but on my birthday, our birthday, we sent her flowers. You know, that's
so, that's so sweet. And so
when we were born, it was a long time ago. I dated myself, but she didn't even know she was having twins. But that's another story. So you know, you're having twins, so you're going to have six children. You have three daughters and a son right now?
Six children. Exactly. I have four now.
The twins and their birth and your children with them will be a great content provider for your next stories,
well,
right?
Exactly. The book that I'm writing, that's about a third to two-thirds done, maybe two-thirds, is tentatively titled Princess Cupcake Jones and the New Prince. And it's about her parents having another baby. And it was definitely inspired by what I'm going through currently.
Wow, that's wonderful. So you're going to be really busy. So so where do our readers or listeners find the book?
You can find the books on the website, of course, www.princesscupcakejones.com. You can also find it at Amazon.com, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. So there's a lot of options out there for you.
Right. And so when you your next book is published, the next one's coming out very soon, are you going to go on tour or are you going to have to kind of put that on hold until your twins arrive?
Definitely
your time
put that on hold. I feel like I'm going to be really, really busy in a matter of weeks because I'm due in April. So in a matter of weeks, my whole personal life is going to kind of change. But, you know, I'm still going to keep writing. I'm still going to keep making sure that we have great merchandise on the website. That's not going to falter just because I have the new babies. But me personally being able to go out to interview, book signings and readings, but yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that. But soon, you know, maybe within 6 months of that or so, I'll be back doing those types of things.
You can do radio interviews like this one. That'll be easy. You don't have to physically.
Absolutely. I love these.
This is great. Elia, congratulations on your book success, on your growing family, and best of luck. And I hope we can touch base again with you after the babies are born and we can get an update on the next book and the new babies and what life is like in your household, which would be a whole nother book series, I think. So,
yeah, absolutely. I'd love to have that happen.
All right. Congratulations. And thanks again for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. And that's PrincessCupcakeJones.com. When we come back, we'll shine the spotlight on moms after this short break. Shining the spotlight on moms. And today I'm pleased to welcome Tatanisha Worthy. And Tatanisha is a mom of three children, a 10, 13, and 13, and blogs at aworthyread.com. And that's Worthy with an E-Y at the end. And on Twitter at Tatanisha PW. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for actually adding the E-Y. Everybody always forgets to add that.
Tell us a little bit about what is on aworthyread.com.
Well, I co-blog with my husband, and it's a lifestyle blog, so it kind of mirrors our life. We talk a lot about food. We're both huge foodies, so that's a big part of the blog is sharing recipes, cocktails, drinks, smoothies, those types of things. And then we also talk about travel. We love to travel, so we're adding components of that. And also traveling with autism, which is a newer piece, I think, to our travel section, and then just autism in general. Some parenting, I don't do a lot of parenting tips, but I try to do a little bit of those. And then we talk about, what else, gardening, a little bit about that. We do have a garden this year. I think our third year doing that. And so our goal is to actually add more of that to the blog this year. And then the other component, I would say, is a little mix of just kind of life hacks, just, you know, list things to do. I'm a very last minute, easy, simple person. So I like things to be broken down in list. So I kind of bring that piece to it. And then I also like to decorate tables. It started out as kind of a hobby. And then it just kind of turned into, oh, you know, I'm going to start sharing these on the blog. So I like to decorate tables for usually like holidays, birthdays, things like that. And so I like to share those on the blog too.
Sounds like a very full content list for you when you put together your posts every week or even every day.
It is, because this is, I mean, I have two blogs, but this is our family blog, but I also have another blog that focuses on like frugal lifestyle as well. So yeah, it keeps me busy.
So the other blog on your bio is called A Mitten Full of Savings.com. That's a cute name.
Correct. Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of based off of living here in Michigan. Actually, my husband came up with the name. So, and we share deals, online deals, and then we do travel there as well, but we try to do more budget-friendly travel, and then just talk about ways to save on just pretty much anything.
Do you say it's equal time that you both blog and contribute, or do you do the heavy lifting?
I do most of the heavy lifting.
Okay. So in your bio, you said you have a 10 and 13. You have twin 13-year-olds?
Yes, I do. So all boys. Okay.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yes, all boys.
So our prior guest, she's an author, and she has twins on the way. And I'm a twin, so it's all a twin show today.
Oh, fun.
Isn't that great? What a great coincidence,
yes,
right?
Yes, that is a great coincidence. So there are a lot of work, but we've had a great, great time with them.
You mentioned earlier about autism. When you incorporate that into your, you said travel particularly, that's a great angle, by the way, because we work with plenty of moms here at Mom Talk Radio. We work with mom influencers that blog about all kinds of subjects and just how-tos and parenting tips on autism. There's a lot out there. So, but if you take that, do you see that the angles that you're taking with how you travel with a special needs child, is that resonating more with your audience?
Well, it's something that we're kind of just starting to kind of incorporate into the blog. So it's hard to tell yet, but the thing that I hear the most is where I'm part of like just different autism groups here in my town and just hearing people comment on blog posts on, you know, on the internet about how they're not able to travel or they're scared to do it or because it's going to be something different. And I'll tell you, it's on my radar to write about. I haven't got to it, but we took the twins are on the spectrum and we took them to Disney World for the first time, I think when they were about three. And also, I was traveling with my sisters and their families. And I have a nephew who is the same age as my twins. And so like my nephew's reaction was kind of a normal reaction of like, oh, you know, excited. And even though they're still little, but they were excited, where my twins is like, oh my gosh, like, I cried. I think it was horrible because it was like, I guess I was just under the pressure. Okay, we're going to go and they're, you know, it's going to be fun and it's Disney World. And, you know, they watch, like, one of my twins love Mickey Mouse. I'm thinking, okay, he's going to see Mickey Mouse in person. And boy, was I wrong. I mean, they hid under the blankets most of the time. It was too much noise. It was too much. And I guess I should have realized that, but I didn't. At that time, I wasn't really familiar with all the things you should do, like a social story. I wasn't really familiar with all those things at that time. Right. And so it was a nightmare. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, why did I do this? And, you know, I'm never
going to
do this again. Yeah, I'm never doing
this
again.
Experience. So Tatanisha, thank you so much for joining us. And again, good luck with your blog and all your activities and your travel. And you are blogging at aworthyread.com. That's Worthy, W-O-R-T-H-E-Y. And Tatanisha P-W on Twitter. And when we come back, we're joined by Peter Olt, who is Mosquito Dundee. Let's see what he has to say.
Helping you succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
The virus that's been in the news for a lot that we all hear about is the Zika virus, and it's very scary for pregnant women, and we've all heard about it if you've listened to any kind of news in the last month. And our next guest, Mosquito Dundee, a.k.a. Peter Olt, is originally from New Zealand and is in Florida now, but you learned how bad the mosquito problem was once you're down in Florida, and we're here too, so I get it. So welcome to Mom Tech Radio, Peter.
Thank you, Mary. It's great to be here.
So you've developed an innovative mosquito control system, and it's now available. It's called the Sprinkler Magician. Tell us a little bit about that, and then I do want to jump into Zika and your opinion and your views on that.
Absolutely, yes. We developed a system, and as you pointed out, it's called Sprinkler Magician. Website sprinklermagician.com or mosquitomagician.com. The system works by attaching to people's sprinkler systems, and it uses the sprinkler system to deliver, in our case, a natural concentrate throughout the whole property. So it's an automated system, and it allows for correct amounts of concentrate to be delivered to all around the yard. And the whole point of it is to get rid of mosquitoes and other biting insects like flies and noceums, all of that. And so we came up with that about 6 years ago, and then we kind of had a decision to make. We decided we could have gone for a sort of a conventional pesticide, but we decided we really felt strongly that we wanted to go for a natural approach. So we developed a concentrate using a lot of essential oils, and these are the same oils that folks have been using for thousands of years, you know, garlic, citronella, rosemary oil, geranium oil, cedar oil, and so on. So it works very, very well because it's a very strong blend.
That's what my first question, when you said concentrate you spray on your yard, is it safe for families, anybody?
Absolutely,
really?
Yes. It's safe for people, pets, even for koi fish. You know, we've done a lot of testing, obviously, and we have thousands of these machines operating and people using, both with the machines and with sort of hand-type sprayers. And so we know when we say it's safe, we know it is because we, you know, we have families ourselves too. So we did a lot of testing before we even released it to the public. There's just nothing in there that can hurt anything, except for mosquitoes, which we're kind of okay with hurting. Yeah.
Right, right. So let's talk about the Zika virus. The World Health Organization just declared it to be a global health emergency. Have there been some found in the U.S., correct?
When I last checked about 4 or 5 days ago, there were 82 people in the U.S. who had contracted the Zika virus, but all of them had done it while traveling, you know, predominantly in South America, Central America. So there haven't been any reported cases of people actually getting bitten and contracting the disease here in the U.S., which is obviously, that's got to be good news.
Do you know whether it's a communicable virus? Is it just like any other viral, you know, disease that we catch just by, you know, sitting next to somebody that sneezes or coughs?
Well, it's basically a blood-based virus, Zika. And so really there is one person, I believe, in, I think, Texas who caught it through sexual contact, who didn't actually travel. So that is a concern. But it's not something you can catch if somebody sneezes or by skin contact or something like that.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's the good news. And then to access the Sprinkler Magician system, let's say, we go to sprinklermagician.com, and it is available in the U.S., the system?
Absolutely, yes. We have resellers and installers through a good portion of the U.S., the southeast and up to the northeast and across to Texas. And we have the machine, which is obviously our Cadillac, which is a higher-end product. But we also have cute little battery-powered sprayers that you can buy for $40 from our website. And with that, you get enough concentrate to treat your yard about 8 times. So it's not just a high-end product. There's something for everybody there.
Right. And that's important, is that it is affordable, because it sounds, when you first said that, I thought, it's probably something only a municipality could handle. And do municipalities have this system, or what are they doing to combat not only Zika, but any mosquito-borne illness?
Well, that's a good question, and it varies widely between from area to area. Like some cities in Florida here take it very seriously, and they have planes flying over and trucks going down the streets. Some, regrettably, don't really do anything at all. So I don't know that there's a standard as such. And I guess the other side of that coin, too, is even if they do treat, they usually use a fairly toxic chemical. So there's a lot of pushback from folks about that when, you know, you get sprayed and you really have no control over it.
Right. And actually, I'm in South Florida, and I believe you are in Florida as well. Memory I have of years ago when I was a kid, and even recently, and my dad lives in the rural part of the state up in the middle of some orange groves in the middle of Florida, you can hear the trucks. They have sprayer trucks, and they come around, and you can hear the generator on the back of the truck, and it's big, huge misters basically that are pumping out this mosquito spray. And I didn't think anything of it when I was a kid, but now that I have children, I'm thinking, what is in that spray that is going out all over? They're just going up and down the streets.
It's a very good point. I think there's a lot more awareness now than there was 20 or 30 years ago. We've seen other products that have, you know, turned out to be toxic in other industries, and people now want to know. And I think that the cities don't generally really disclose what they use, but none of it's natural, to the best of my knowledge anyway.
Mosquitoes, you say, are the most dangerous creatures on Earth. Tell us why you say that.
Yeah, it's kind of a shocking statistic, but, and this is from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's website, that there's 725,000 deaths annually worldwide attributable to mosquitoes. And to
wow.
kind of put that in perspective, I know, like there's 10 deaths worldwide from sharks. So, I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, it kind of, you can really see things as they are, and mosquitoes are definitely no friend to mankind.
We have to wrap really quickly, but how did you get the moniker of Mosquito Dundee? Just because of your work and and your research and your development of this sprinkler magician?
Well, it's more we have some imaginative marketing folks here, and with my accent and everything, it all just came together, and as much as I tried to shrug it off, it stuck. So
it works. It's fun. It works for me. Reminds me of Crocodile Dundee, of course, and now you're Mosquito Dundee. So, well, that's great. And I love the fact that you had said it's essential oils. It's a safe product, and it's also obviously combating a very dangerous creature, which are mosquitoes, which not only do they bite, but they can spread really dangerous illnesses. So thank you so much for joining us again at sprinklermagician.com. And thank you, Peter, for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about food with Tandoor Chef's communications team manager, Amanda Sewell.
The number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
Foodies of the world, you'll want to listen to our next guest, Amanda Sewell. And I mispronounced your name, Amanda. I apologize. Amanda Sewell is a Tandoor Chef Communications Team Manager. And let's talk about food. Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me on.
So you are the communications team member for Tandoor Chef. Tell us a little bit about that product line.
I am. So we are a lovely frozen Indian food line that comes straight from your grocer's freezer. You can find us all over the country in every major retailer. And, what we do is we make ethnic cuisine. We make, the tastes and flavors of India come to life in, the corners of the United States that might not necessarily have a wonderful Indian food restaurant. We take India and bring it right to your table every single night or every single day, whenever you need it most.
That's awesome. I love Indian food. Love me a curry. So National Pack Your Lunch Day is coming up on March 10th. So tell us a little bit about that day and about how we can pack a tasty and different lunch.
Yeah. So, Pack Your Lunch Day is super important every day of the week. We think about how much money we're spending on lunches as we go out, how many calories we're expending. If, you're eating lots and lots of, French fries and things throughout the day, if you're going through a drive-through, sometimes it's just not the best. So we embrace Pack Your Lunch Day. It is March 10th. We're super excited to celebrate. We actually have a calendar of 31 days of lunches on our website right now at tandoorchef.com. That you can go to, and some of them are Indian, some of them are traditional, and the best part is they are all under 400 calories, so if you're watching your waistline this month as we get into spring, you're in luck, mm-hmm. and they're super delicious. So, Pack Your Lunch is always something you felt loved when your mom did it for you, and, we do it for our kids because we love them and we want them to have a wholesome and nutritious lunch, and, what happens when we turn to adults and that no longer tends to be the case anymore. We don't think about ourselves in the same way. So we embrace Pack Your Lunch for kids, adventurous, families, and definitely adults who are looking for a treat that might not be a turkey sandwich or a peanut butter and jelly for the fifth day in a row.
Oh, amen. My kids are always like, Mom, again, turkey again. And today, my youngest has a pretty sophisticated palate for a 9-year-old. And I think I'm going to introduce this to her because I love Indian, and I think a lot of younger mothers are very more adventurous, I'll say, and more curious and introducing and experimental with introducing foods like this to their kids. So now my 9-year-old went to an international preschool, and that's how she really loves all kinds of different food. And she'll eat sushi, and she'll eat Indian, and she'll eat Thai, and she'll eat Chinese. She's just great. So She'll love this because she was the one that complained this morning. Yeah. Turkey
you know,
again.
It's perfect to introduce them. You know, we have lots of, so you can go to the one extreme with, you know, lamb curry and things like that. That might be a little bit more adventurous. Your 9-year-old mm-hmm. might love that. But if you want to introduce them with something that has, you know, a little bit more of a palatable taste for a younger child or for, you know, even teenagers who are trying to get in and expand their horizons. Something like a mm-hmm. chana masala is really wonderful. It's chickpeas in a, you know, kind of warm tomato sauce, and we call it, you know, tomato sauce for those who aren't as familiar, but it's just a really lovely spiced sauce. There's, you know, ginger and cumin and lots of different ethnic spices in there, but it's really mild enough to feed anybody. So if you're looking to get somebody into ethnic cuisine, go ahead and try chana masala and move them into a samosa and go from there.
Right. So these are available, you say, in our most grocery stores in the frozen food section.
It is. So go to your, it's either in your natural food section or your traditional grocery, depending on where you are in the country and what grocery you're shopping in. But it's in, we actually are launching new packaging. So it used to be in a red box, and now it's in a white box, and it says Tiendor Chef right on it. And it's, you know, it's truly delicious. Lots of different items out there, lamb vindaloo, lamb curry, you know, chana masala. Pretty much take your pick and try whatever is best for you. And if you're just looking to, you know, have a nice different type of bread with dinner, pick up a package of naan and heat it up with your regular dinner tonight, and it's great.
Yummy. So now I'm really hungry because I didn't eat lunch and I had to take the show. So tell us quickly then where we can find, because I love the month of lunches you've laid out. So where do we find that? What's the website to that?
Go to, it's a calendar and it's on tandorchef.com. Just go to our homepage and you'll see an image that you can click on. It'll take you right to the calendar. And you click on each day of recipes. If you want all 31, go ahead and grab them. If you want just 10 of them, go ahead and look. And as I said, they're all under 400 calories. It's perfect for any lunchtime, for adults, for children, for everything. You know, we just want to make sure that people are loving what they eat every single day. I mean, why does lunch have to be a drive-through or something that might not be as delicious as what you could make and what you could have? And, you know, Tandoor Chef makes it really easy. Eat something delicious and heat it up in the microwave in 4 minutes or less and have, you know, a delicious 400-calorie lunch right for you. And it's easy to grab out of the freezer in the morning and quick and adventurous and lovely all at once.
Yes, that's awesome. Because actually in my office, I'm the joke because I think the salads I bring, I'm just sick of them. They're boring. So this would not be boring at all. So what a great option. And really low calorie.
Throw it in on a Wednesday and break up your routine, and it's delicious.
gotcha. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Amanda. And again, it's tandorchef.com. It's T-A-N-D-O-O-R, chef. And March 10th, National Pack Your Lunch Day. And check out the month's worth of recipes. And we'll have that link on momtalkradio.com next week. And when we come back, Brandy Gimoning will be talking about Nest Fresh. And we're still talking about food. So stick with us. So we just talked about it's National Pack Your Lunch Day. We're going to switch the topic to breakfast, the most important meal of the day. And I'm pleased to welcome Brandy Gimoning. She is the marketing manager of Nest Fresh. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Brandy.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Mary.
Tell us a little bit about Nest Fresh as a company and a brand.
Nest Fresh has been producing eggs for over 20 years. So we started in Colorado, really just focusing on how we could produce eggs that were an alternative to conventionally produced eggs. And at the time, we produced only cage-free eggs. In the last 20 years, we've really grown that model, and we now produce free-range eggs, pasture-raised eggs. We were the first to do non-GMO Project Verified eggs. So as we've learned more about sustainable agriculture, humane animal care, and family farming, we've kind of been able to work with our farmers to do even more great things for the land and the hens. And while we started as a local Colorado company, we now work with over 24 farmers all over the country to produce eggs as locally as possible in places all over the country. So Nest Fresh has had a long road in kind of producing eggs that are, we like to call them eggs with a conscience.
Everyone is should be interested in, again, like you said, the sustainability of the
right.
of products. Parents in particular, you know, and of course in Mom Talk Radio, we deal with moms and dads every day. And it's a lot of topic of conversation, you know, how, and what we're feeding our, not only what we're feeding our children, but what we're doing to leave the earth when we're gone, you know, so that's important.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us, so you branched out in the last, you said 20 years, but you're now distributing across the U.S. Can you give us an idea? Is it the Nest Fresh name on the package, or is it being distributed through another name?
Yep, you can find Nest Fresh eggs in stores all over the country. They're in a Nest Fresh label. We redid our labels recently to really show how to focus on the natural lives that the hens lead. So a lot of our packaging now has actual photos from our farm that show our hens in the barns or in the outdoor access areas, depending on what kind of eggs they are. And what kind of hens they come from. So that was an exciting change for us to really show people what it looks like for a Nest Fresh hen to be cage-free, to be able to move around freely throughout the barn, to enjoy all the enrichments that the barn has, like perches and dust bathing area and nest boxes, and to show them out enjoying the outdoor access areas as well, where they can, you know, forage and enjoy sunlight and be in the grass. So people can look for that. And, of course, all of our eggs are certified by a third-party nonprofit committed to humane animal care, so they can look for the certified cage-free logo on all of our packaging as well.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, so let's jump in into breakfast, because we all know that it's a most important meal of the day. Great way to start the day for moms and their kids. So,
do you have
and you're a mom yourself? So, do you have a couple of easy go-to recipes with eggs?
I do. You know, we have a lot of recipes on our website, www.nestfresh.com, that kind of run the gamut from really special weekend brunch breakfast type recipes to really easy go-to simple throw it together recipes. I know, you know, being a working mom, one of the things is always time. How do I find time to make something that's nutritious and tasty? So some things that I like to do are something like a breakfast casserole that I prep maybe on Sunday night and can kind of eat throughout the week. I think that's a great option to Yeah, it's just a way to get extra, you know, use whatever's in your fridge, or get extra vegetables into your diet. I think that's a great option.
Right.
Another thing that's really easy is hard-boiled eggs. You can, again, do them all on Sunday night and have them to just grab and go. They're delicious with even just a little salt and pepper on them. So you can eat them at your desk when you start working, or even, you know, as you're running out of the house. Because, you know, there is a reason they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, because it is really important to start the day off on a good foot and kind of give your body the fuel. But it's also hard to find that time in the morning madness.
Yep. Love it. I love your make ahead ideas, because we, as busy moms, we know that's crucial. And you're right. Make a casserole, a breakfast casserole, and then hard boil some eggs, and you've got probably a week of breakfast covered. So thank you so much for joining us, Brandy, on Montauk Radio. Again, it's nestfresh.com for where you can find their product, as well as some terrific nutritional recipes. And thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Montauk Radio. At montaukradio.com, you can find this show and past shows. When we'll post this show next week. And check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/momtalkradio. And that wraps it. And don't forget, next Sunday, you spring forward already. So Maria will be back behind the mic. Have a great week.